Hello and welcome back to From 350 to A0, where we slow down a little and just have a little chat.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode with me. And today, on today's episode, we're talking about the Dutch GP, which literally ended like a few hours ago. I'm still full with emotion because it was, honestly, it was confusing, exciting, everything at the same time. So everything, everywhere, all at once. Yeah. So honestly, this is the first time that I'm probably recording on time. So hopefully you'll be listening to this on Monday evening. Hopefully, we'll see. But yeah, let's get straight into it. Alright, so as always, we're going to be talking about the free practice sessions first, then qualifying, and then the race, because there was no sprint this time, this weekend. So first of all, the first free practice session, and honestly, it was nothing out of the ordinary. Verstappen topped the session with Alonso in P2 and Hamilton in P3, and then Perez in P4 and Albon in P5. Norris in P6, Sargeant in P7, Piastri in P8, Tsunoda in P9, and Ocon in P10. So I'm not gonna go down the entire grid because honestly, the last 10 drivers were kind of switching between all of the free practice sessions. So honestly, in my opinion, top 10 is what matters most in free practice sessions. So honestly, if you're interested, you can check. But mainly, we're going to be talking about the top 10. So firstly, Albon, Williams. Overall, we're so good this weekend. We're gonna get into that, but they were so good. P5 for Albon. Sargeant was further down the grid. He was in P7, but Albon was in P5, so like two places between them, which is okay. Like, I'm talking like I'm expecting a lot from Williams. They were nowhere recently, so this is enough from them. But honestly, apart from that, Robert Schwarzman was replacing Carlos Sainz in the first free practice session. And apart from that, apart from Hulkenberg crashing out and bringing out the red flag because he managed to do that somehow, and Stroll not even qualifying, not even like setting any lap times because his car was being worked at throughout the entire session because he had engine problems on his car, so he couldn't go out. And there were some rumors that he showed up on Thursday with a bandage on his face, and people were speculating that he has an ear infection, which Charles did, not Stroll. So I thought that, yeah, maybe he's so unwell that he can't drive the car, but that didn't seem to be the actual problem because there was just engine problems with his car. Yeah, Charles did have an ear infection, so he had to drive to Zandvoort by car. Not fly, because it's not good when you fly with an ear infection. It hurts hella bad. And you can pop your, basically, eardrum. So apart from that, Max went off track in turn 12. And Bernie Collins, quote-unquote, called him nice. Because he basically got out the way to let somebody behind through to set a lap time. But yeah. Apart from that, the first free practice session wasn't, like, too dramatic, too major. So yeah, let's move on to the second free practice session. So now for the second free practice session. 10 minutes in, already red flagged because my man Piastri had a moment on turn 3, and basically he was just going, turned, crashed out and hit the wall, and basically Ricardo was following him. So as Ricardo said, it was either hit the wall or hit Piastri. So my man Ricardo took one for the team. He was the local hero here, so he basically crashed out too. He crashed into the wall, but because he went into the wall with the front of his car, and didn't let go of the steering wheel, my man injured his wrist, which later on we found out that basically he was transported to a hospital in Barcelona, and he basically was undergoing a wrist operation because he broke one of his wrists. So because of that, Liam Lawson had to replace my man Danny Rick in free practice 3, qualifying and the race. Not really looking good for Ricardo, but I hope he is well. I saw him because he posted an Instagram post like recently that he's recovering, he's doing good after the operation, so I hope he recovers soon and will get on track soon too. Apart from that, we had Verstappen impeded by Hulk Falkenberg, which was supposed to be investigated after the session, but basically nothing happened. The stewards decided that it wasn't too major and they were good to go. Then Carlos went off track on turn 12 one time. Crofty said he probably overbraked himself, which, yeah, it kind of seemed that way to me too. And then on turn 13, once again, he went off to the gravel for no reason, because I don't know, maybe he was pushing too much or something like that. But Carlos and that fucking gravel, I don't know what kind of stuff he's speaking. Like, it's speaking to Carlos' ear and what kind of riz it has, but I don't know, Carlos seems to get it. Anyways, so basically, the second free practice session was topped by Norris in P1, Verstappen in P2, Albon in P3. Once again, Albon doing a really good job in that Williams, I swear to God, he's the GOAT. He is the GOAT this weekend. He was the GOAT. He is. Was and will be. Anyways, Hamilton in P4, Tsunoda in P5, then Gasly in P6, P7 for Perez, P8 for Stroll, P9 for Bottas, and P10 for Alonso. Once again, I'm not gonna go down the order with the last 10 drivers, because Leclerc in P11, don't even, I am so mad at Leclerc, just don't even. Let's move on to the free practice 3. So for the third free practice session, we had a really wet session, honestly. And we had Magnussen just like a couple of minutes, like maybe 10 or 12 minutes in, something like that. It was honestly at the beginning of the session. I wasn't tracking the time, but turn 3, Magnussen goes out and basically brings out the red flag. He just beat himself. He crashed out and that was it. The session is red flagged. We have some time between that. Then the session gets going again, and then turn 1, Charles goes out on the escape road, manages to stop before the wall, but it was really close. And honestly, we saw a couple of drivers taking that escape road because, I don't know, Riz unmatched, unleveled, like, I don't know. Zandvoort's gravel and escape roads seem to be communicating with the drivers in a different language, probably. Like, I wish I had that amount of riz with them. Anyways, we had that. Then we had Gasly go into the gravel too. Like, he was driving through, like, mowing grass. Like, Valtteri was mowing grass once too. Anyways, after that, turn 13, Joe beaches his car into the gravel too. And then Carlos does the same thing later and brings out the red flag. So the session was red flagged a couple of times. It was annoying. Honestly, like, bro, just leave the gravel alone. We're sick and tired of you flirting with it. We don't want to see it. We want to see a good free practice session. But honestly, at the same time, it's kind of funny because you don't get to see these things when qualifying's underway or when it's actually race day. So yeah. So basically, Verstappen once again P1 with Russell behind in P2, Perez in P3, Alonso in 4th, Hamilton in P5, Albon in P6, once again Albon pushing that Williams limits. Piastri in P7, P8 for Bottas, and P9 for Leclerc, and P10 for Norris. So both of the McLarens were doing really well, honestly, because Norris was first in free practice 2, and he was also P6 in the first free practice, so definitely different engine modes, probably fuel loads and stuff like that, but still, the McLarens are looking really good, and I don't want to hype up the McLaren fans too much, but y'all definitely need to be hyped up for the Williams. For Alex Albon, I love that man. Honestly, he's amazing, and that's why we're going to move on straight into qualifying. We're going to talk about how amazing that man is. Now, for qualifying, oh my god, it was as chaotic as probably the race was today on Sunday, because I'm recording on Sunday, but honestly, we had a wet qualifying. There were like, the track was wet, basically. It was wet, but it was kind of drying up, so the drivers didn't need to go on full wets, but they were definitely on intermediates. So basically, a bunch of drivers went off into the gravel, a bunch of drivers impeded each other, so basically, we had Sainz exiting the pits, and he couldn't see Piastri. He was noted for forcing another driver off track because, like, they maybe touched a little bit, but not enough to
give each other damage, but it was still like pretty bad. Then we had Hamilton and Stroll noted for blocking, for basically Hamilton being blocked by Stroll, and then Alonso got in front of Hamilton a little bit later, but there was no further investigation needed. Then we had Tsunoda and Hamilton incident, another impeding, a bunch of stuff like that that wasn't even necessary when you look at it from a viewer's perspective. I might sound hypocritical, but honestly, it's kind of annoying when there's too many mistakes. You get too overwhelmed when you need to track everything that's happening and try to understand everything that's basically happening on your screen, because Crofty and Brundle were shouting so loud, I was lost. Honestly, I was lost. So yeah. Then we had Max complaining about how little grip he has. He basically was just almost screaming like, "May, what the fuck is going on with the car? It's spinning everywhere," and stuff like that. And like, he was so unhappy. The drivers that were eliminated in Q1 were basically Zhou, Ocon, Magnussen, Bottas, and Lawson. So honestly, Liam Lawson was driving an AlphaTauri car, so it kind of makes sense. Bottas didn't make it. Magnussen had a little mistake. Ocon and Joe, I have no comments, honestly. Then in Q2, we had the drivers being eliminated as Stroll, Gasly, Hamilton, Tsunoda, and Hulkenberg. Tsunoda, once again, he wasn't good enough. Hulkenberg also wasn't good enough. Hamilton didn't make it. Then Gasly and Stroll, yeah, I have no words, honestly. Yeah. Anyways, we get to Q3. My man, Logan Sargeant, and Alexander Albon get their shitty cars, both of their shitty cars, into Q3. And imagine what my man Logan Sargeant decides to do. The all-American Logan Sargeant guy. What the fuck is that? Yeah, he needs to wake up. Rah! He needs to wake up. My man needs to wake up, because the man, as soon as the Q3 session started, my man decides to crash out in turn 2 with 8 minutes and a few of seconds left. So he brought out the red flag, and the session was red flagged. And once again, we're waiting, we're bored, because my man decided to spin into the gravel, go into the fucking barrier, and yeah, just get out of the car all wobbly and shit, and lose a good Q3 qualifying session. Because the first time that he gets himself into qualifying, like into the third qualifying session, he crashes out. I guess it's the nerves, I can understand that, but like, my man is a meme at this point, so I have no comments. Because while he does that, fucking Alex just decided to pull up, squeeze every little tiny bit of performance out of that shitty Williams car, and puts a fucking P4 qualifying finish for the race on Sunday. So yeah, we had Verstappen setting pole again. Nothing out of the ordinary here. P2 for Norris. As I said, like, they were really good in free practice sessions, and now Norris pulled a P2 qualifying result, so that's great too. P3 for Russell, out qualifying his teammates. Great job for the Brit from the Brit Sadies. As I said before, P4 for Albon. P5 for Alonso, love that. P6 for Sainz, P7 for Perez, P8 for Piastri, P9 for Leclerc, and P10 for Sargeant. Because clearly, Sargeant crashed out, so he was tumbling down the order and ended up being in P10. Then Leclerc in P9. I have honestly no words. I have no words, because he crashed out with only 4 minutes left. In turn 9, he hit the barriers and basically brought another red flag, because he decided to crash out too, the same as Logan Sargeant. They just love crashing out. They just love the gravel in Zandvoort. I swear to God. I don't know what's wrong with it, but I hate it. I fucking hate it. Anyways, so yeah, P9 for Leclerc, P10 for Sargeant, because both of them crashed out. And P8 for Piastri, pretty good. P7 for Perez. My man Perez is nowhere. He was nowhere this weekend. He's in the best car on the grid, and my man is qualifying in P7, when Verstappen is pulling up every weekend after the summer break and easily setting pole at his home Grand Prix, which, like, we couldn't expect less. So, no words. P6 for Sainz, pretty okay. P5 for Alonso, also pretty okay. But P4 for Albon. I'm gonna confess, I voted Albon as the driver of the day because he pulled up after the summer break. He squeezed that Williams. I don't know what he did to it, but he squeezed every little performance that was in that Williams, and he did it. He was great. So let's move on to the race, which he was even more, I have no words of describing how good he was in the race. So let's move on to the actual race.
Now, the actual race. Oh my lord. We had changing and mixed conditions. We had a wet track from the start, then a drying up track, then once again rain, and the track was getting more and more wet. And with mixed conditions comes a lot of mixed feelings and chaotic stuff happening on track. So everybody was on softs from the start of the race, except for Hamilton, who was on mediums for some reason. And then as soon as we get going, it starts raining. Just like two laps in, everybody starts to pit. Not everybody, but most of the drivers are pitting. And then we had a really shitty pit stop for Charles Leclerc on lap two, which basically they didn't have the tires ready. Crofty even said that it was probably like the driver maybe called in that they needed to pit and the team wasn't ready, because basically the car rolls in to the pits and we see the camera angle of the like whole pit box, and the mechanics have no tires in hand, which, like, what the hell are you doing, guys? Like, how stupid can you be? If you're ready for a pit stop but you don't have the tires, you're already in place, you're standing there in your positions with wheel guns ready and you don't have the tires. I don't get how the hell does that happen, but yeah, we had that. Yuki also had a really terrible pit stop, which honestly fucked everything up for him too, because he majorly dropped down. Then we had a Magnussen and Lawson pit lane incident, so we didn't actually get to see that, but probably Lawson got in front of Magnussen, so that's why he was handed down a 10 seconds time penalty for impeding Magnussen. So then after that, somewhere in between, Leclerc got some damage tangling with a McLaren on turn 3, and it was said to be Piastri. So basically he got floor damage and front wing damage, so he had to come into the pits a second time, change his front wing, and basically before that he was really slow and Sainz was behind him, and he was coming onto the radio, team radio, and basically saying, don't slow me down, I'm way faster and Charles has damage, so please let's swap positions. So basically that's what they did. They let Carlos through and Charles was left there to fall behind, basically. Then we had Gasly speeding in the pit lane. He was handed down a 5 seconds time penalty for that. And then turn 8, once again, our Pookie, our Logie Bear sergeant, fucking on turn 8 goes off and into the wall. And basically lap 16, we have a safety car for 8 laps. And then we get going again. So after that, Magnussen had a little moment for himself because he was noted for moving under braking and was basically handed down a black and white flag. And then after that, we had a Tsunoda and Ocon incident because they were basically forcing each other off track, and it was noted, but it was investigated, and basically nothing happened after that. So we get going again. Everything's fine for quite some time. Like, a few drivers, two drivers, had their penalties. Gasly decided to serve his penalty like midway through the race, and on lap 41 we get Charles to retire his car because, like, he was dropping down, he was way at the back, probably like in P16, 17th ish. I don't remember really, but he was way, way far back. So he basically was told to box, and the team called him in and told him that, yeah, we are retiring the car, so that's it for you. Then on lap 45, I noted this because it was honestly, it was insane. Alexander Albon on lap 45 finally fucking pits and changes his 45 lap old soft tires, because the man didn't pit in the beginning when it started raining and everyone was coming into the pits and were trying to get an early pit stop, as they should have, because like, oh, we see rain, so let's call our drivers in for intermediate tires. But Albon stayed out, and basically he stayed out on softs for 44 laps. I don't know how the hell he managed to do that. Crofty was even saying that, oh, he's getting into that Jenson Button territory, when, you know, when the track kind of starts to dry up, Jenson was really good in those conditions. But Alex, I honestly no words. I have no words. He was so good. He didn't have any moments. He drove really well for those 45 laps. He wasn't complaining that the tires were overheating, like nothing. Not a single word. I mean, of course, the directors of F1 probably didn't show us, even if he was complaining, but I guess they didn't find anything major that if even he was complaining about tires or something like that, because if he really was, I think that they would have showed us if he was. Then we had, after those first pit stops when it started raining, Zhou was leading, and I was honestly, I was so surprised, because Zhou was in P2. He wasn't leading, I'm sorry. Zhou was in P2 and Bottas was way far at the back, like in P18 or something like that. It was really, honestly, interesting to see how, like, the duality of Alfa Romeo. But then we had Alonso in P2, so on the podium. He got himself back in there after all this time, because he, like, Aston Martin weren't performing for quite some time, because I don't know, the car wasn't so good, it didn't suit, maybe like it didn't suit the tracks that they were in, but basically he was running in podium finishing places, and then the team called him in for a pit stop, but the pit stop was so shit because they had like left front tire problems. It didn't go on smoothly, and basically he went out behind Sainz, so he needed to overtake Sainz to be on the podium again, which he did. Thank God he did, because I was praying for him to get another podium, because I really wanted to see an Alonso hype train revamp, because we needed that. We really needed that. Then we had Tsunoda and Russell on lap 52 touching Russell when Russell overtook Tsunoda, and after that overtake, Tsunoda kind of hit him and got some front wing damage on his car, and he was saying basically to his team, can you check it, I'm not sure if I have damage or if I don't, and they basically told him that he doesn't, which wasn't true, but it was investigated and it was noted for causing a collision. Alright, so after that we have some more rain, and it's intensifying, like it gets really bad, honestly. The mixed conditions, before it was like bearable, I guess you could call it that. The drivers had like some moments here and there, but it wasn't as bad as it was on lap 63. It got so bad, it started pouring so heavily that basically Perez was called in for a pit stop. He had a huge lockup in turn one, and he basically got out into the escape road but made it out safely. But then Tsunoda went before him into the gravel, then Perez, and then basically after Perez, Zhou went into the same place but just basically was a passenger in that whole moment, because he just went straight into the wall, and the session was red flagged because the rain was intensifying. Zhou crashed, they couldn't get the car for ages probably, and yeah, it was just stationary for quite a while, so we had a red flag for probably, I don't know, half an hour or something like that. It was really long, honestly. It was really long, and the cars were queuing up in the pit lane, and, like, there was nothing happening. So after that, they managed to get Zhou's car back into the garage, and basically, Perez needed to come into the pit lane, because, basically, he pitted before the red flag was called
out. So I might have made a mistake here, because basically he didn't pit before going that escape road. So he went into the Tsunoda went into the escape road on the gravel, then Perez did, and then Perez needed to pit, so he had a moment before going into his pit box because he managed to hit a wall, because that's how slippery it was. And then Zhou went into the wall at the same time while Perez was in the pit lane in his pit box getting his tires changed. So basically there was this whole confusion on where should Perez be when he comes out of the pit lane, because he pitted under a red flag. So there was that confusion, but they figured it out really quickly and it was solved that basically, yeah, Perez one way or another should have had a free pit stop because he had a huge gap, so he should return in the place that he pitted before, in which he was before pitting. So yeah, after all of that drama, we had a rolling start procedure and intermediate tires were mandatory. So basically we had two laps under safety car and a rolling start. And yeah, basically the session went going again, but then Perez needed to pit again and he was noted for speeding in the pit lane. And after that, it was investigated and he was basically handed down a 5 seconds time penalty for that, which played a huge role in the positions, in the top three podium positions, finishers. So then Norris and Russell kind of had a moment between each other, and basically we were noted for causing a collision, but there was no further investigation needed. So yeah, and after that, Russell got a puncture and fell back down towards the back, and that's how it ended. So Verstappen won again, nothing out of the ordinary as always. We got to hear the Dutch anthem twice, which it only makes sense. We cannot be too salty about it because the man is Dutch, so it was kind of expected. Plus Red Bull are really dominating, so it was also expected. Then we had Alonso in P2, the hype train is back, baby, and I'm on it. And then because Perez had that 5 seconds time penalty for speeding down in the pit lane, Gasly moved up into P3 on the podium, which was his fourth career podium, which was so amazing to see the gas man on the podium. It was amazing. It was an amazing drive for him, and it was amazing to see the man on the podium. So we had Perez in P4 and Sainz in P5, P6 for Hamilton, P7 for Norris, P8 for Albon in the points. Amazing. P9 for Piastri and P10 for Ocon. Then we had Stroll in P11, which I don't know what the hell was up with Stroll this weekend, because my man Alonso managed a P2 finish and Stroll was basically nowhere. Throughout the whole race, he was at the back, consistently at the back. I don't know what's up with him, but if the rumors are true that the man is going for a career as a tennis player, he can move on like quicker and give the place, the seat for somebody else like Mick. Thank you. Anyways, P12 for Hulk, P13 for Lawson, which Lawson had that time penalty and I didn't see it being served or handed down the order properly, and I don't know what was that about, but I guess it didn't count. Or maybe I've missed something. So I don't know how the hell that happened, because Gasly had his penalty served in the pit lane. He came in, basically was stationary for 5 seconds, then they changed his tires and then he went going again. But Lawson, I have no idea, honestly, like no idea. So P14 for Magnussen, P15 for Bottas, P16 for Tsunoda, P17 for Russell, and that's it. Basically Zhou, Leclerc and Sargent all DNF'd. A really bad weekend for Sargent, honestly, and for Leclerc, because those two drivers had DNFs in qualifying and in the Q3 session, and then in the race. Not a really good weekend for the both of them. And honestly, seeing memes from even Ryanair, how they've posted a picture on Twitter basically saying that Mick is saying to Sargent that he is in his seat. The rumors, the drama, the tea, honestly, exceptional. I am so here for it, but it kind of like
hurts because Sergeant was so unhappy when he crashed out, and he didn't even get himself back to the carriage. He was just on turn something on the track watching the race go on, and he was crying. It was a really sad sight to see, and I don't want to see him again like that, because I mean, he's a rookie, he's new, he's kind of expected to make mistakes, but the weekend this time, it was really not a good weekend for him, so kind of hurts to see him like that. And as far as Leclerc goes, honestly, like, bro, Ferrari are such clowns. They're honestly, I'm glad I'm not a Tifosi, I'm not a part of Tifosi, but like, you know what they say, everyone's a Ferrari fan, and honestly, it hurts to see Ferrari like that. I just have no comments, I have no words, bro. Just end this man's misery, because he's aging every hour, he's looking older and older. I don't know, every time I see him, he's looking more and more tired, and it's honestly concerning if you ask me. So yeah, I think that's it for the race. So yeah, and as always, thank you so much for listening. I hope that fucking what the fuck is a kilometer didn't scare you too bad, but yeah, thank you once again, and I'll see you next time on Monza on the next Monday. So yeah, bye.